Welcome back to a new episode of the 413 SpinFit Podcast. As always, if you are a new listener, welcome in for the first time. If you are a continued listener, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the podcast. Remember, you can catch the 413 SpinFit Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. I want to pick up where we left off in the last episode when I was talking about life coaching. This episode and the next episode, I'm going to be talking about nutrition, and then I'm going to talk about exercise. And what I want to be able to offer with my online coaching / personal trainer / fitness coach business. So if you're someone out there who is struggling with their weight, someone who is struggling with obesity, or you're just overweight by a few pounds, and you need help overcoming that, that's what I want to be able to do. That's my heart. That's my passion. And, like I said, in the last episode, I talked about life coaching, about how that's going to be the where it all starts. Okay. Because I see, weight loss, I see overcoming weight loss, overcoming obesity as the need for a life change. Okay. It's not just a lifestyle change. It's a life change. And where nutrition plays a part in this is making sure you are making good, positive choices when it comes to your nutrition and your nutritional choices, okay? Part of the need to change your mindset involves understanding that, understanding that changing those bad habits when it comes to your food, replacing them with good habits, okay? There's a guy that I follow on Instagram that I actually met at summer shredding last year. His Instagram handle is Heavy to Modified. I encourage you guys to go out and follow him. He will take things like processed frozen burritos, okay? And he'll break down the nutrition in those, the macronutrients, okay? And he'll turn right around and he'll make the same thing using the ingredients he has in his refrigerator and show you how you can make a healthy version of that. Same thing with McDonald's. I think in one video he took a Big Mac, okay? He made a healthy version of a Big Mac. It's all about finding healthy foods that you like, that you enjoy, okay, that will help you overcome the bad choices you've made throughout your life with your nutrition, okay? Nutrition is important. It's important because, first of all, you cannot outwork a bad diet. That's why nutrition comes before exercise, okay? In this whole scheme of things that I'm pursuing with my online coaching business, okay? If you're someone who wants to potentially be a client of mine, I'm going to tell you right now, the first thing we do before we move to exercise is making sure your food is right, making sure you're taking in the right macronutrients for you, okay? Because if you're not, it doesn't matter what I prescribe to you when it comes to your exercise program, okay? Because like I just said a few minutes ago, you cannot outwork a bad diet. Now, that's not to say every day's gonna be perfect, okay? Because I don't believe it is. I've had bad days, okay? The whole thing is you can't let that one bad meal ruin you for the day or ruin you for the week or ruin you for the year, okay? There's this saying, and the number can be argued. Is it 21 days? Is it 28 days? Is it 30 days? I don't know. But anyway, 21 days to form a habit, okay? That means if you start day one, changing your nutritional habits, okay, Turning away from the poor choices and replacing them with good, healthy choices, and you stick to that and you're consistent with that, you will start seeing it pay off, okay? Because what will happen is you've got the nutrition, you've got your sleep in check, you're working out in the gym, you got everything working in concert together. Once you get to that point, that's when you start seeing success. And that's when I started seeing success with my weight loss 6.5 years ago. Okay? I started seeing success when I changed my nutrition. Okay? Before I even attempted to exercise, before I even attempted to get on my bicycle and start riding, I made sure, number one, my food was right. And number two, I was getting plenty of sleep, which in turn helped me with my energy level. Okay? Once I had those in place, then I knew that, hey, I needed to move. I needed to get out. I needed to walk. Of course, at the time I was way overweight and it was painful on my knees to walk. So I started riding my bicycle. Okay. 1 mile a day, 2 miles a day, doesn't matter. Just get out and move 30 minutes a day. Okay. Build on that. Start small, work your way up. And once you start doing that, then you'll start seeing success. Because for me, when I was at that point in my journey at the beginning and I started seeing success, I started losing 5 pounds a week. Now, in the beginning, a lot of that was water weight, okay? And it slowed down a little bit, but then it picked back up again because what happened was my metabolism started increasing. As my metabolism increased, I started burning that fuel, burning that food that I was eating, burning those calories that I was taking in, and it put myself in a deficit, okay? Now, for me, the whole goal for me is making sure I'm in a caloric deficit, tracking my nutrition, tracking my macros. I use my FitnessPal, okay? There are other apps out there that you can use that cost, okay? My FitnessPal costs, depending on what level you're on. But there are other apps out there that you can use to track your macros. You can track your macros. You can track how many calories you burn on a daily basis. Okay, and it shows you where you're in a deficit with your macros, with your nutrition, with your calories, and that's the whole key with fat loss and weight loss is making sure you are in a consistent caloric deficit. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not eating enough, okay? Because that's the mistake that I made during COVID, okay? And when I started increasing my strength training, I had people telling me that I wasn't eating enough. Well, you know what? My goal wasn't to bulk. My goal isn't to get big. My goal, yes, I want to be able to add some muscle, okay? But my overall goal is body fat loss, okay? For me, trying to eat more, trying to lift heavy doesn't work for me. What works for me is caloric deficit, increasing my cardio, and moderate strength training. Now, for my strength training, I do lift 4 to 5 days a week, but I do certain parts of my body on those days, okay? The whole thing, and this is what I want to end this episode with, is this. You gotta remember, it starts with your mindset. You gotta ask yourself, what do I want out of this? Okay? And if you're not sure, then you need to think about it. You need to find out what you want out of this. What's your why? Is it your family? Is it your spouse? Is it your kids? Is it a friend? Is it a desire to go and do things that you've never done before because your health and your weight was an excuse keeping you from doing that, enjoying life? You see, for me, my why has always been my wife and my girls and my faith in God. When my girls were little, when they were babies when they were starting to crawl and they were starting to walk. I was so far overweight that I did not get to enjoy the time with them that they deserved from their daddy because I couldn't get down the floor with them without struggling to get up. And so now I'm at a point in my life where I have a drive, I have a passion, I have a desire to get my weight off, okay? Get down to about 220 pounds. And I know a lot of people are like, well, you shouldn't put a number on it. Well, I'm putting a number on it because it's my goal. Okay, that's my goal. If I don't set that goal, I don't feel like I have anything to chase after to accomplish. Okay? But my goal is to get that weight off, be able to continue to live a healthy life, even at 51, almost 51, and be around for my girls as they enter into adulthood. My oldest daughter is 17. She graduated from high school in 2.5 years. My youngest daughter is 14. She's in the 8th grade. And I want to be here to walk her down the aisle when it's time for her to be married. I want to be here to see her graduate. I want to be here to see my oldest daughter graduate. My oldest daughter has special needs. And she needs me to be here for her as she finishes high school here in a couple of years and she enters into adulthood. I need to be around for her. As long as I have breath in my lungs, okay, as long as the Lord doesn't come back and take me home between now and then, I need to be readily available for her and for my wife and for my daughter. And I need to be readily available for the Lord so that way he can use me and use my desires and my passion to help other people overcome obesity and live a healthy life. Because I believe in my heart of hearts, we can defeat obesity. But it requires the understanding that you have to see it as a life change. You have to have an understanding that you have to see the need to change your mindset. Because if you don't do that, then you're going to be stuck. That's where I thought I was before 2017. I thought I was stuck and I wasn't going to overcome and I wasn't going to ever get out of that shape in my life, the shape that I was in. But until I had that conversation with a friend of mine that year, I didn't know what I was going to do. I hadn't made up my mind. I was just walking in circles and not going anywhere. But that light bulb came on, and obviously a few months later, I was back in the hospital with sleep apnea issues. And that's when I realized something needed to change. Sometimes it takes a crisis moment in your life to get your attention in order for you to make those changes. It shouldn't have to come to that, but sometimes it does. It's not too late. It's not too late. As long as you have breath in your lungs, it's not too late for you to make the decision and make the choice. It's time to change my health. It's time to change my situation so I can overcome obesity, defeat it once and for all, and live that healthy life that I'm meant to live. Guys, I'm going to leave you guys with this. Be blessed. Have a great weekend. Peace out.
Welcome.